And finally, another in our occasional series called My Music, where singers and musicians talk about their work, their influences, and the art of their craft. If you haven't already heard of her, let's introduce Margot Price. She's up for a Grammy for Best New Artist next month. The 35-year-old country musician is making waves with songs about the beauty and struggles of rural America and about her own issues with alcohol, loss, and trying to make it in Nashville. She's also been outspoken on issues of gender equality and gun control. Price sat down with the NewsHour recently at Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club. Here's a listen.
When I first moved to Nashville, I didn't really have a lot of life experiences, and the kind of country music that I like has always been about the struggle and the darker sides of things, and divorce and drinking and the sad side of life. So I don't know, eventually that's what my life became. For better or worse. Margot Price, and I'm a singer songwriter living in Nashville, Tennessee. My first album, Midwest Farmer's Daughter, was kind of an honest glimpse of everything that had happened since I'd moved to Nashville. Just struggling in the music business and drinking too much and running around with the wrong type of people. I just was pretty unafraid to talk about my struggles at that point, and I wasn't afraid to be self-deprecating and honest about my hardships, and I think people love an underdog.
Well, all the Midwest farms are turning into plastic homes.
And we wrote the second album kind of when we were on the road touring Midwest Farmer's Daughter, and we were seeing a lot of America, and I definitely had done a good amount of introspective writing about myself, and so we thought it was a good idea to kind of look at what was going on in our country.
And it's all American made.
I just wanted to show working class America. We wanted to show the everyday people who are really, making this country run, and many times they're struggling.
Something in my bloodline or something in my gut.
Oddly enough, we wrote that song during the Obama administration, and we recorded it prior to the election, but they were campaigning at that time, and I was already starting to see a lot of division. I think definitely the song had new meaning post-election, and I've changed some of the lyrics when we do it live.
And if the folks down by the border
hope that we can preserve what we have here and keep our country beautiful.
Baby, and it stretches out.